Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Happy 2016. Hope you're ready to have your mind bent, because in commemoration of the new year, I intend to do exactly that. But you who listen to my show love that experience, I'm sure. Need to flip your switch on your perception of chronic infection. Going to go back into the 1800s, deep into the history of science and medicine, and pull out some pearls. Men credentialed, men passionate, men devoted, who devoted their entire life to a perspective that has long since died, that simply lives in the annals of history, that you never hear about anymore, then that affects you every single day. I'm talking about the original microbe hunters. Pasteur had competition. And out of Louis Pasteur, and if those of you who don't know, in the mid-1800s, began the career of the father of modern microbiology, Louis Pasteur. That name you know, pasteurization, the vaccines for rabies, anthrax. His name credited to many other critical developments in the history of what you get when you talk to your doctors at Kaiser, a perspective on why you have symptoms, why you have disease, and how that relates to a microbe that came from the outside, that came through the air, the water, that came through the food, that you got off a door handle and that crept into your body, and that's overpowered your immune system and renders you helpless, at first symptomatic, and then with a life-threatening disease. Now, this is called the germ theory. Today's show, I am here today to uncover the dust back into the days and times of Louis Pasteur, and show you there were men of equal prominence, if not greater credentials, if not broader, deeper, more comprehensive perspectives on disease and the germ, who concluded very different things in Louis Pasteur. Now, there's a book by Ethel Hume, H-U-M-E, on Pasteur versus a man named Beauchamp. I'm sure I'm mauling his name. Go to picture number 4. If you're new to the show, get to the website, if possible, straighttalk.cc, not.com. Again, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is, I'm proud to say, show number 241. It's about 5 years of programming. If you'll just listen, what you can gain. Go to picture number 4 on the website. Picture number 4. I've mentioned this book before. Beauchamp or Pasteur, a lost chapter in the history of biology, Ethel Hume. She had a first-hand account of the life of Antoine Beauchamp. I'm sure I'm mauling the name. I apologize to those of you fluent in French. Go to picture number 6. There he is, Antoine. He was as big a man as Pasteur. Many say Pasteur stole from him. Many say Pasteur, like Edison. Those of you familiar with the infamous Edison-Tesla competition claim being that really Edison was a marketeer, a genius, yes, a very bright man, yes, but more than anything, he was a marketer. He understood business, public relations. Next to Tesla, Edison was a midget. And the two men, actually Tesla worked for Edison. And if you study that chapter in history, you see the jealousy No, not of Tesla towards Edison, but the other way around. Well, you know the name Edison. Outside of the car, no one knows the name Tesla. The point is just the same here. The claim is made Edison was a marketer. Yes, brilliant in his own right. You see, there's a certain point where you can't take it away. The same here. Pasteur had a perception that what he was facing, that what science and disease and people who were infected with everything from smallpox to rabies to anthrax to the whole thing, that they suffered from this attack from the outside via microbes that came to the inside. Now, I'm going to scan the centuries here, starting with Beauchamp, number one. Look at picture number one. Claude Bernard, another man of impeccable credential, who lived at the exact same time as Pasteur, who was in fact a close confidant of Pasteur, at least friendly colleagues. Look at Bernard's statement in picture number three. The terrain is everything, the germ is nothing. The terrain is everything, the germ is nothing. His message to Pasteur, Bernard, Beauchamp, the message to Pasteur, stop looking at the germ. Doctors at Kaiser, stopped looking at the germ. Those of you diagnosed with some form of an infection that nobody can quite pinpoint or do anything about, stop looking at the germ. How many of you out there today suffer because you've been told you have an infection? You have multiple infections. You have biofilms of infections. You're taking antibiotics, other types of drugs, experimental drugs, and we just don't seem to be able to get the job done. Scientists, when all of this started, equally credentialed, held hands in coalitions together and said, stop looking at the germ. Now go tell that to your local doctor. Go tell that to the head of infectious disease here in Southern California. Well, maybe someone hasn't done their homework. These men, these competitors of the germ theory, had proofs, experimented, were incorruptible, were not biased. The Pasteur Institute, right from the 1800s, the late 1800s, was funded by the Rockefeller family. And that funding was with the intention of spreading the vaccination. All the way back then, rabies, anthrax, smallpox. By the late 1880s, early 1900s, the vaccine generation had come, and Pharmaco began investing off the backs of the robber barons, as we call them. There was a slantedness, and that slantedness was on the side of what you can call the quick fix theory. And on this day, January 2nd, 2016, you have to admit to yourself on some level that everybody wants the quick fix, and perhaps that's justifiable, except that the quick fix can be the ticket to the Hershey Highway. The quick fix doesn't cut it. This is what Bernard was saying. This is what Enderlin was saying. This is what Beauchamp was saying. This is what Reich was saying. This is what Gaston Nessens was saying. This is what Royal Rife was saying. And those are just some of the highly credentialed minds since the mid-1800s who were telling Pasteur, stop looking at the germ, fix the terrain. But what does the terrain mean to you? Are you curious? Are you confused? If I asked you face to face right now, what's your perception of what it means to change the terrain, to combat, to dissolve, to render neutered, neutral, incompetent, to render harmless those chronic infections that plague you, that no test seems to be able to find or define, and yet we're sure they're there? Phantom disease. That ultimately some, because they can't find it, tell you is all in your head. It wasn't too long ago people with chronic Lyme disease were told it's all in your head. It wasn't too long ago people with Epstein-Barr virus, titers into the multi-millions, were told it's all in your head. Much, much communication between microbes living in biologically harmful terrains, meaning environments within the body that promote the growth of the disease, of the germ, of the biofilm. Without respect for this understanding, many people each day are told, lady, it's all in your head. If we can't find it, it means your nausea and your fatigue and your insanity and your malaise and your just overall inability to thrive, to be creative, to function in the world. Lady, if we can't find it, if we can't diagnose it, if we can't give it a name, well, then it's simply all in your head and you're a slacker. The history of medicine has been like this. And people suffer, they suffer today. And yet look at these scientists. Look at these pages here. Bernard, Enderlin, Beauchamp, Reif. Look at Virchow, picture number 11. Picture number 11, Dr. Rudolf Virchow, the father of modern pathology. If I could live my life over again, I would devote it to proving that germs seek their natural habitat, diseased tissue, rather than being the cause of dead tissue. In other words, mosquitoes seek the stagnant water, but do not cause the pool to become stagnant. Dr. Rudolf Virchow, the father of modern pathology. How much better can you get? How much better does it get? What does it take to get modern perception of disease, of the germ theory, to reevaluate itself? On the tip of the tongues of dozens of people, I mean, you don't get any bigger than Virchow. Claude Bernard. You may be able to attack Reif. You may be able to attack Nessens. You may be able to attack Enderlin, although you shouldn't, but Virchow. And if you really get on the inside of it, I'm talking about where it counts, in the bar rooms, at the swimming pool, and you talk to pathologists today, they'll tell you the exact same thing. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows that when you go to your doctor and they hunt your infection and they come up with nothing, there's another perspective. And if you don't jump on that perspective, you're going to be hunting for that microbe that you're never going to find for many, many, many decades. Now, here's the thing. We don't want to create a rift here. It really isn't the germ theory versus the terrain. It really isn't that way. They both have meaning. They both have meaning. Now, that's the theme of this show. To uncover and resurrect the dead, yet vital tenets, but to show you, to ask you, to integrate them into what the current model is today. There's a reason the current model is the current model. But there is also a reason that the terrain theory was pronounced dead 150 years ago. So it's a labyrinth. You have to navigate your way to health. If you live with chronic disease that is mildly infectious, or infectious in fact, whether you have named infections or infections that are mysterious, meaning on the basis of symptomology, the doctors suspect infection, but they can't quite isolate it. They can't quite put their finger on it. You have to absorb the show deeply. Let's continue our little journey here on January 2nd. 2016. All right. The first man, Antoine Beauchamp.